Hallelujah. Amen, Lord. Amen, Lord. Amen, Lord. Glory, glory, glory. Oh, Jesus, come, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Come, Lord. Assurance of faith. Lord, you sprinkle us with your precious blood. Lord, and you make us worthy to approach this morning the throne of grace, that we might receive mercy and find grace to help. And Lord, we come to you. We come, Lord, just as we are. Lord, we come to you in need of help from you this day, Lord, and you have help. From whence cometh our help? Our help comes from the Lord. And Lord, we're here today to meet you. We want you to meet with us. We need help from you, Jesus. We look to you for help this day, for body, for soul, for spirit. Dear Lord, manifest yourself. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 We come, dear Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Help us, Lord. We come, dear Lord.
We worship.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. number one, let us sing, if we could, in the white book, the Pilgrim Camp book, number one. Brother Keith and I are not, it's not a tag team. And he didn't tag me this morning, and so now I called out the song and he didn't. And it's not, now we bounce back and forth. This is your meeting, our meeting. And so it's not my turn, and it's not his turn, it's your turn. If that's what the Lord wants. We need to just do what he wants us to do, and so feel free this morning to do what you've been singing, to glorify his name. Oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Holiness is beautiful. At least it's supposed to be. It should be. It is. And God help us to worship him in the beauty of holiness. That means you. That's not him and me. It's you and us and we together worshiping our Lord, presenting our bodies as living sacrifices, holy, acceptable. It's our reasonable service. It's our spiritual act of worship to offer ourselves to him in the beauty of holiness. So if you have to testify or exhort or admonish or sing or pray or whatever, this is the Lord's opportunity to speak to us in whatever way he chooses. Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way in this meeting, Lord. In every one of us, through every one of us, we've worked, Lord, Friday, Thursday, some Friday, Saturday. We've worked. We've tried to clean up the grounds and get things ready. And Lord, it's the first Sunday, maybe not of the official camp season, but here we are, Lord. The lodge is opened up. We're beginning to use this facility this year, 2014. And Lord, we've worked and labored in the grounds, and now we want to work here for you. We want to serve you this morning. We enter into your gates with thanksgiving. We serve you with gladness. We come before your presence with singing. And Lord, we pray that you will be pleased from this day, throughout this season, Lord, to again, as you have for many years, set your presence into Pilgrim Camp in a greater way. Lord, we ask you, come and manifest yourself, Lord, this day and throughout this coming season. And so we just give ourselves to you and pray your blessing upon our time together. And Lord, again, have your way as we worship you
in the beauty of holiness. Thank you for this opportunity. Amen. Amen. That third stanza.
Oh, worship.
Oh, fresh time.
Christ.
Always blessed by the amount of anticipation that we see and experience here on Memorial Day. There are testimonies of people who come expecting to have a good time, good family time, but also expecting to meet the Lord. As I said, I've heard people express that they may have leaked out during the year, but somehow their faith allows them to believe that God will refill them or to begin something new, because it's Pilgrim Camp is where we meet the Lord. He has proved himself to be here year after year, his great faithfulness. And that's a wonderful thing when God puts anticipation in us. It's a form of faith that we come to this place, or we come to our churches believing that God is going to do something for us, and how God meets that faith, and how he meets our very need, whatever that need is. It may be a question, it may be discouragement, but God comes and meets us, no matter how old or how young we are, no matter what our question is, no matter what we are perplexed about, or how we feel we've failed. God is here to meet us and to live with us, and to bring us into a place in God where he reigns. I was blessed recently by reading in Psalm 66, where I will declare something to this effect. I will declare what he has done for my soul. God desires to do things in our souls. He wants to heal us. He wants to give us success in our jobs, but he wants to meet our souls. He wants to heal our souls. He wants to come to us in a mighty way. And as we come to him with faith and anticipation, he will do that very thing for us. Even this morning, let's experience him in a new way that he comes and he meets our very, very needs.
God grant it, Lord.
Do it, Lord. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We know you will. Amen, Lord. We believe to see your glory, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Meet every need, dear Lord. Glorify your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We worship you. Thank you.
We come, O Lord, to thee. To sing it together. It's number 446. 446.
I have found his praises all around me.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.